First item on the agenda is discussion and possible action on professional auditing services by John Hall, Chief Financial Officer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee and board. Purpose of our meeting, of course, today is to hear presentations from four accounting firms. We originally, when we sent out the RFP, we received 9 responses back originally from our RFP. An internal group of 4 people here reviewed all those respondents and shortlisted them down to the 4 finalists who we believe are the most qualified of the 9 to hear their presentations. And that's what we're doing today. And you can see the order, of course, that they have. The first group is here with KPMG. Many of y'all have probably heard of them. They're one of the big 4, big 4 accounting firms. Grant Thornton, the second one, is the incumbent that has been our auditor for the last 5 years. And of course, it's also a national and international firm. And then Padgett Straitman is a firm out of the Austin, San Antonio area. It's more of a regional firm. And then James Rittmeyer is a firm here in the Waco regional area. So we have a pretty good collection of firms of different styles and sizes and stuff. So anyway, that's the process.
Last week, most of you know, I testified for 4 separate bills, 2 of the PK bills, one for the SIP ranch and one for the leasehold interest. And then I testified for our thoughts on Sunset and our thoughts on the audit bill by Frazier. Our language, or what we tried to do, is to say we want to avoid redundancy and being duplicative in not only what they're looking for, what the legislators are looking for, but also in the money. This process costs us about $100,000 a year to pick in one of these guys, plus or minus on whatever the pay is. Our internal auditor, whenever you put in his salary and his benefits and his hospitalization, and all that, that's around, you know, a little under $100,000. And then the time that we spend in doing all this. So, and then you put Sunset on top of that, and the cost of that is about $200,000. It's overkill, in my humble opinion. That's not what they want to hear. We understand that Central Justice Office is upset with us, but he's been upset with us before. And so thank you very much, and we'll press on. Frazier came up, and Pat Milbank said, "Are you go against my bill?" And I said, "No, sir, we're not against your bill, but your bill needs to be modified to where it doesn't bankrupt us, and it doesn't duplicate the efforts that are going on ongoing." That dialogue is happening right now. So that's an update, but that all figures into this as we go forward.
Absolutely. One of the questions, and I don't know if that we'd had some, y'all certainly ask whatever you want, certainly, but a couple of the questions you may ask.
I gave them to the chairman
about possibly there are any experience they might have with Sunset or state auditor working with them or something. If it comes to that, we don't know, but might be interested to hear what they have to say. Laura Lee wanted to remind us the way this is a professional services contract. They are to be evaluated based on qualifications. You all received the copies of the presentations that you may have been able to go through, their proposals and stuff. There were fee schedules in there. You perhaps looked at those and noticed. Based on whomever you all would select and recommend, and then the board approves on the 27th or 28th or whatever, we would then send out a negotiated agreement, and I would anticipate that we have a particular range we believe this audit project should cost. This is Phil was talking about that Grant Thornton has done the last 5 years, so we have an understanding of what it should cost, and we would anticipate negotiating something into that range, regardless of what they may have put on their fee schedules and stuff. So that's a negotiable. I think they consider that to be a negotiable position too. And you can ask something about that, but they're supposed to be selected based on qualifications without regard to fees, and then we'll negotiate the fees accordingly. Yes, sir.
After we hear all the presentations, one of the things I'm going to ask you is which was a staff man like we did before. Either you or somebody else can answer that question. I don't think we want to know the answer right now.
Absolutely. We'll be happy to certainly ask, you know, answer any question you have.
But there is one question I would like to ask before we go into it. Grant Thornton has been our auditor in the past, and I noticed they made the cut to the final four. Is there any reason not to take Grant Thornton to the board?
I know if you're just asking me, I don't personally think there's any reason not to.
So there's no black mark or anything?
No, sir. We do not have, the Brazos River Authority doesn't have a mandatory rotation policy. There are some governments that do that. We've never put that in place, and so that they're eligible to be reselected. There's no reason that reselected, but that's part of what it is, and I think that's a very good question for Ben Conley, who'll be with Grant Thornton, of course. And he's going to probably talk to why he should be reselected. Certainly, he has experience in things like that that gives him.
Reselection is fine. I just don't know if there's any black marks.
No, sir. I think the answer is this is the staff's attempt to be transparent again. This is board, you have a shot at it. And if Ben Conley and those guys, they come out and they impression they do that, well, then they're the guy. But there was a process, an open process that everybody went through, and we can all look and say, we did it.
I agree.
And we can assume, I would just say, we can work with any of these people. I mean, it's y'all's choice. The auditors really work for you all, and it's y'all's choice to decide who you like best, and we'll work with them. But we'll answer any questions at the end or throughout that you like. Any other questions? I will get the first two. Let me make one comment. KPMG, you may notice this. If you looked at their proposal, they've had a change in their players. And there's a couple of resumes that were in your handout. At the last minute, just literally in the last few days, they've had the partner who was Kevin Smith, who was in the proposal, the person on the proposal, you can see his name right there, has left the firm. And I don't know the circumstance. I didn't ask or anything like that. If you want to ask them, certainly you can. But and so they've had to change, shuffle their players. And the people here today, two people here, Dean Niles, who's the partner that's sort of taken Kevin's spot, and then a Dan Barron. Are the people that are here, so they're a little different than what was presented. Any other questions on the yeah, thanks, sir. Okay.
There is a worksheet in your folder.
Not to be confused with John.